I'm joined by Galway manager Cathal Murray. Cathal, another big game on Sunday in Croke Park as we look forward to yet another league final, Galway's fifth in a row, and your side now going for three in a row as well.
Yeah, so it's, I suppose it's nice to get into these finals, Tommy, and yeah, we've a lot of hard work done since January and even since before Christmas, and I suppose it's nice to be in the final and we're looking forward to it. It's a nice week and it's a nice build up, and lovely to play in Croke Park, and yeah, it's nice to be looking forward to it, as I said.
The weather has been anything but good for training during the week as well, and the build up to Sunday's final. I mean, we've had heavy rain again, and that's just a continuation of the bad weather. But looking at the long range forecast and looking at Sunday, it doesn't look too bad in Croke Park, and I'm sure you're keeping one eye on that as you get your players prepared.
Yeah, look, it's been shocking the last 4 or 5 weeks in particular. Very, very hard to even get pitches, and you know, we have to thank the clubs that looked after us and helped us, because it's really, really hard to get them, unfortunately. And like, we're down at Clarecastle. You know, nothing we can do about that. It's just the way it is, you know, the pitches are wet all over the place. And but look, at the same time, it's nice to have that problem. It's a nice problem to have, you know. If we didn't win the last day, we could be sitting at home, you know, and not at Anthony. It's nice to be getting out. It's nice to be looking forward to a final, and look, wherever we have to train, we'll train.
To get to the final, of course, there was a round robin of games, and you said at the very start of this league that every one of them were going to be tough games. I suppose the weakest team in it happened to be Clare, who you played in the first game, and that got you going. But then the setback against Tipperary got you probably to refocus, and those three tough games then against Waterford, Kilkenny and Cork, which, you know, you went on, they were all home games, and you know, you improved in every game.
Yeah, look, at three great performances the last three games. Are right, look, we had a really good win over Clare the first day out, and but look, the Reg, we went down to the Reg this year and went down to the Reg last year, and came up well short, to be honest with you. But look, at that's, you know, in fairness to give just to Tipperary, they put in two really, really good performances last year and this year to beat us, and have been the better team against us in the last few years. You know, so look, the reaction to that was really, really good. I think last year the reaction to it was excellent. We went on and we won four games and got to the final. This year we probably knew we needed to win, have three victories, and but there were three home games as well, and you always target your home games and want to do well and want to put in performance in them. So it was really, really good to get them three wins, and really, I suppose the way we got them, I mean, we were, the, you know, it was all to play for with 15 minutes to go in the Kilkenny game, and you know, we got a great impact off our bench, and you know, got a few scores there to pull us clear. And especially against Waterford, you know, playing into the gale and a point down, and to go down the field and get our, you know, 2 points into the teeth of that gale was really, really good, and really showed a lot of good signs about the team. And yeah, when you played the All-Ireland champions in the last game, it was nice to come out on top, and it was probably our best performance in the league so far. And look, we're just hoping we carry that into the next, you know, into the final on Sunday.
How important is the experience of the girls that have rejoined now? And we'll go back to the three Neves. Niamh Kilkenny played a bit of a part in the last day. We've yet to see Niamh Mallon and Niamh Hanafy, but I'm sure that strengthened the squad, and the good feel factor is in there now as well, when, you know, say some of the new girls see this experience in there and you gel together, which you have done very well going into that league final on Sunday.
Yeah, look, it's really good. We have nearly everyone back on our panel now, and everyone back in training, which is really, really good. And obviously, you know, any of the girls come back, you know, the likes of experience that they have is excellent. But to be honest with you, we said it from the outset, you know, the league for us is about finding new players and finding younger, inexperienced players and giving them experience in the rough and tumble, and seeing would they be able to make, you know, the championship team or championship 20 come the summer. And that's the biggest thing we've got out of the league. And even if we don't win on Sunday, you know, we've got an awful lot out of it. An awful lot of players have got game time, an awful lot of players have put their hand up and showed that they're good enough. And you know, that's the way it'll be at the weekend. Again, we'll find out about another five or six players who are getting a chance, and that's the way we want it. And you know, if we don't win the league, whether we do or not, we obviously want to, but it's been a really successful few months for us, and we've shown that we've huge strength and depth, and them girls will gain an awful lot of experience, and they'll be much better players because of that game time. And that for me is the biggest thing we've got out of the league so far.
It's a huge game in the sense, I suppose, it's your last, you know, hard competitive game before the championship comes around as well, and it's one that you know, you've used well in the past, and one that you probably look forward to, you know, going out on Sunday at championship pace. Although it's the league final, it's still, you're going to treat it probably like a championship game and see what you can come out with.
Oh yeah, look at some of them league finals we've played in, you know, against Kilkenny in 21, Cork in 22 especially, were some of the best games we've played, you know, and we'll learn a huge amount about our team and our players at the weekend. And look, at we're not going to, you know, you're in the league final, you want to win it, simple as that. It's going to be a huge challenge. Tipperary are a really, really good team, and they seem to save the best camogie for when they're playing Galway. And look, we're really going to have to be at our very, very best of the weekend, we know that, but we're looking forward to it. Look, we've been in Croke Park a good bit now, and that experience is going to be good, and I think we've performed up there, and something we're very proud of, that when we go up to Croke Park we're able to perform the majority of the times. And you know, hopefully that performance will come again at the weekend. But look, it's simple things, it's small things that make the difference in the big games. And look, we feel we've the right team starting, and we're hoping to get an impact off the bench as well. And look, we're hoping that if we do perform, we'll be good enough to win it.
The league final is sandwiched in between two other games on Sunday. It's a kind of a first, I think. It's you know, you got the Division 2 final first, but then you got the meeting of Meath and Dublin at 4:30 in the Leinster Championship. I'm not quite sure what that means for a crowd for our game, but I'm sure you'll be hoping for a good Galway support.
I'll definitely be hoping for a good Galway support, yeah. Look, at we had good support in the three league games so far, and we certainly remember the Championship last year, our home games. We had some brilliant crowds in Guinea Park, and look, I think these girls have really showed over the last 4 or 5 years, you know, how good they are, and they've done an awful lot for Galway Camogie. And I think it's important that we get bodies up there, and we get bodies support them. And look, you always say when you're over young Camogie team, you know, their dream is to get to Croke Park, and why wouldn't you bring them up and let them see Croke Park and let them see a Galway team playing it, and you know, they're the players of the future. So we hope the clubs are going to get behind us, and we hope to see an awful lot of Galway people up in Croke Park at the weekend. You know, that support is massive. And look, at it's nice for a treble header. I think there's a lot of that happening. I think the quarterfinals up there last year before the Laoghaire semi-finals, hurling semi-finals, was really, really good. You know, I went up myself on the Sunday, and really, really great atmosphere. And it's brilliant that, you know, girls get to play in front of a crowd like that. And yeah, I just hope there's a big crowd up there at the weekend, and I hope there's a really, really big Galway crowd up there.